wanna go. I knew it over. The many lessons I've learned on my way, but it's given me a better understanding to reach out to that troubled one that's strayed. If I can take these hard knocks and teach somebody where I'm going and where I've been, if I can reach a weary soul and want them to heaven, maybe help someone avoid the traps of sin. Well, we've heard about a wayward son that drifted. He wound up in the hog pen, we are told, when he realized that his life had been wasted. He bid the pigs farewell and headed home. If I can take these hard knocks and teach somebody where I'm going and where I've been, if I can reach a weary soul, maybe help someone avoid the traps of sin.
I'll play that.
If I can take these hard knocks and teach somebody where I'm going and where I've been, if I can reach a weary soul on down to heaven, maybe help someone avoid the traps of sin. Maybe help someone avoid the traps of sin.
Okay, that's Gerald Crabb. That's called Hard Knocks, and welcome to Gospel Time. I'm your host, Dave Rigg, and during this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Up next, the Greens. This is called He Has the Scars. You are listening to Gospel Time.
Are the traces of love drawn in the heaven above?
We are the guilty. We have the stains. He is the innocence. He took the pain.
We have
In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 12, God's word says, "A threefold cord is not quickly broken." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our loving Heavenly Father, our prayer today is for married couples who are having difficulties. Lord, our prayer is that they might be dedicated to each other and to the marriage that they have committed themselves to. More importantly, Lord, may they be dedicated to you. We know if they will put Jesus Christ in the middle of their marriage, that it will help them so much, and it will help them to save that marriage. Oh Lord, give them joy in their marriage today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
From all wrong, and I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Lord, let me walk close to Thee.
Weekend?
Oh, trying to finish some projects around the house. Why?
I'm moving this weekend. I was hoping you could help.
Oh, I could do that.
Great. 7 a.m. Saturday. Can you bring your truck? I know it's new and all, but I really need a truck.
No problem.
Thanks. You're a real friend. It's up three floors.
Oh, okay.
No elevator.
Hey, we can handle it. No problem.
Mind if I drop my dog off at your place tonight? He's in the way of packing.
Oh, sure. I love dogs.
Is a week too long?
No. That's fine.
Thanks. You're such a great friend. If there's anything I can do for you, don't hesitate to ask.
Hey, since you're not going to have a yard anymore, you're probably not going to need that garden hose, are you? Mine leaks.
I was going to sell it at my garage sale. Oh, stop by. I'll give it to you at half price.
That's okay.
God has given us so much. He forgave our sins, made us holy and blameless in His sight. Are you grateful for this? Does your life show it? A message from Lifeline Productions.
Well, that guy was a real nice guy, wasn't he, huh? Real good friend. Here's a song from the Arnolds, It Won't Matter Anymore.
But a brighter day is coming on Resurrection Day. Hearts that were heavy laden will then be at peace as we gaze upon Him while we sing.
Then Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, gave this order to the Hebrew midwives, Shiphrah and Puah. When you help the Hebrew women give birth, kill all the boys as soon as they are born. Allow only the baby girls to live. But because the midwives feared God, they refused to obey the king and allowed the boys to live too. Then the king called for the midwives. "Why have you done this?" he demanded. "Why have you allowed the boys to live?" "Sir," they told him, "the Hebrew women are very strong. They have their babies so quickly that we cannot get there in time. They are not slow in giving birth like Egyptian women." So God blessed the midwives, and the Israelites continued to multiply, growing more and more powerful. And because the midwives feared God, He gave them families of their own. Exodus chapter 1, verses 15 through 21 from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's Hymn Time.
richest gain I count but loss, and poor content on all my
wise man.
Where is the scholar?
Where is the philosopher of this age?
Turn around.
And what you'll find when you turn around is the God of the universe. For us to go forward, we need to go back. Go back to God. Our own intelligence or superior attitude will fail us. The wisdom of God is what we must pursue. Rationale of this age says, do what you want, go where you want to go. And many have traveled that road. But it leads to spiritual decline. And so, turn around. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 is a good place to find wisdom. Turn around and turn to God. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 1. That's a thought from the pages of Our Daily Bread. Find more on wisdom on our website at rbc.net.
Now here's a song from the late Jake Hess. It's called I Have Never Walked Alone.
I'm a worn and weary traveler. I have walked so many miles. Though the path is long and winding, the Lord has been there all the while. The road has led me on a journey, distant land so far from home. But I've had no cause for fear. My Lord is always near. I have never walked alone. I have never walked alone. I have held the unseen hand. He will lead me safely home to the shores of Beulah Land. Though I've had to walk by faith, always known, I'm walking with a friend who'll be there to the end. I have never walked alone. Now the journey's almost over. My time on earth will reach an end. I reminisce about this good life and all the places I have been. But there's a better home awaiting. So remember when I'm gone, I'll be in that promised land where I'll see those nail-scarred hands. I'll never walk alone. I have never walked alone. I have held the unseen hand. He will lead me safely shores of Beulah Land. Though I've had to walk by faith, through it all I've always known, I'm walking with a friend who'll be there to the end. I have never walked alone. I'm walking with a friend who'll be there to the end. I have never walked alone.
Oh, that was a great song, wasn't it? That is the truth, friends. If you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, no matter where you go, no matter what you might go through, you will never, ever walk alone, because the Savior will always be with you.
1 year, 12 months, 365 days, that's 8,760 hours.
You've got the time. Dream big. Dream of being a woman after God's own heart. This is Elizabeth George. Do this, would you? Describe the woman you want to be, spiritually that is, in 1 year. In 1 year, you could attack a weak area in your Christian life and claim a victory. You could read through the Bible. You could be discipled by an older woman or disciple a younger woman yourself. You could complete some training in evangelism. Finish a 1 year Bible study. You could memorize verses and you choose the number. Dawson Trotman was a great Christian statesman. He memorized one verse a day for the first 3 years of his Christian life. That's 1,000 verses. Dream on and do it.
Well, that's all the time they're going to give us for today's Gospel Time program. A reminder that Gospel Time stays on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers and your financial support. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, that's B-O-N-E-G-A-P, Bone Gap, Illinois, and our zip code is 62815. Thanks for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.